Hello, it's Jacqueline. Always a privilege and pleasure to share empowering moments with each and every one of you across this amazing planet. Always reminding you of who you are and what you desire. Permission granted. So how do you get the life that you truly want? And not to say that many of you aren't already living a life that is all designed and deliberate by you. And there's always another level. And then there are those of you who are listening because you want more out of life. You're not happy with the life you're living, and you know your potential would like to come out and play even bigger on this planet. Well, here's what I can let you know. Thoughts do become things. I know you've heard that before. The invisible creates visible. But most people are saying, I will believe it when I see it. And it just doesn't work that way. We must believe it before, the key word, before you'll see it. And you can't just believe it once in a while. It gets to become a lifestyle. That is why I always say empowerment is a lifestyle. You're doing the thinking anyway. You have so many thoughts in a day. How many of those thoughts are on the side of you, in favor of you, aligned with you? Listen, you're either going to find the success that you're wanting or you'll find an excuse. Either way, it's all up to you. Today, again, will be as powerful as you allow it to be. So how do you get to live even more the life that is worthy and aligned with you? You must be willing to start to tell a better version of your story, a story that is worthy of you. You're telling a story all day long, whether you think you are or not. You're talking to yourself all day long, whether you think you are or not. Is it uplifting? Is it empowering? Is it noticing of what is, it is what it is, or what it is that you want? To be an observer in this world will only serve you so long as what you're observing and who you're observing is favorable. But how often does that happen? To be a visionary means that you can be excelling and thriving in all times because it is your imagination that will transcend everything. So how do you get more of what you want? You begin to tell the better version story of you. It's not about posing or faking or personifying something that you're not. It's about giving attention to that which is worthy of you. Attention only worthy of you. When you start to begin to tell a better version of your story, most of you get to realize this. The only reason you do not have that which you are wanting, and think about what have you been wanting lately for a long time. What do you still want? Whether it's a person, a him, a her, a thing, whatever that is, the only reason any of us do not have what it is that we want is because we have a story about why we cannot have it or why we cannot have it yet. Now think about the story you've been telling. Well, as long as I could do this, then I will, Jacqueline. If only, so long as, perhaps, one day. Think about that story that's become so logical, so acceptable to you and anyone else who will listen. That story is not worthy of you. If it is finding you an excuse, then you will not find a way to live the life that you want. What if you begin to tell a better version of your story? I'm looking forward to, I'm anticipating, I know I'm on the path, I'm taking decisions in my favor. What would be that better version story of what it is that you're wanting? Again, if all you did today was look for that which you were wanting, and you thought about it, and you talked about it, and when I say talk, I don't just mean verbally, I mean you to you, and you kept contemplating upon that which is what you were for, versus what you no longer want, be not surprised, it will start to manifest, actualize, and realize. There's no coincidence that what you are living and who you are living with has become who you are because of what you were thinking prior to. And again, not any of you are in a bad spot. This is the 1% incremental increase that all of us get to play at. But because we are expanding, exponential, powerful beings on this planet, we may as well go and expand to higher levels. So what is it that you're wanting? And what has been that sophisticated excuse that you've been telling yourself, and again, anyone who will listen, about why you can't have it or why you can't have it yet? Again, it will sound like this. If only, as soon as, so long as. Here's what I'm here to remind you about. Today is that day. When would be the best time to begin? When would now be the best time for you to begin telling a better version of your story? As I influence my thought, I influence my life. Begin now before the manifestation, the actualization, and the better version of your story. The love story, the triumphant story, the success story, It's within your grasp. It's never too late and it's never too early. Perfect timing is yours for the taking. Today, begin to tell it, look for it, and when it shows up, thank you. Powerful, and continue to tell the better version again and again. We tell it with our actions, we tell it with our thinking, and we tell it by looking around and saying, yes, this is a reflection of who I am. And from that perspective, you will want for more. That is called life force. As I influence my thought, I influence my life. Permission granted.